Chapter 6, Passive versus Inactive Investing. There's a difference between a passive investor and an inactive investor. A passive investor will do his homework on investing his money and will eventually make a decision to invest in something that is a calculated risk. An inactive investor will check his bank statements every month, maybe even investigate new ideas for low-risk investing, but will never pull the trigger. They suffer from paralysis of analysis. People do the same thing with educational courses. Make sure you don't turn this course from self-help into shelf help. I always say that indecision is a decision. You have to make a move to make it work. Many lender investors are looking for passive income. These investors were very happy with investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and the like. Then they learned what happens to their money when the market drops. It disappears, and the investors are left hoping and waiting for it to rebound. When you invest in lending to a real estate investor, and for whatever reason you have to take the house back, you will own a house with at least 30% equity in it, depending on the loan-to-value structure. Only if the lender completed the due diligence on the house, kept a tight rein on the rehab funds, and made sure the work was done properly will they be assured to make even more money than originally intended. In those cases, it can sell for more than was loaned on it. If you take the steps you will learn in this course, you will likely sell it for much more than you have invested. If you are still nervous, you can invest your money in a private placement funding pool like the one Carolina Hard Money has, if you are an accredited investor. More on accredited investors later. There are many qualified offerings of pooled real estate money that you can participate in to earn income. Again, in this case, do your homework on the company doing the offering. Of course, everything you do, whether it be investing in real estate or any other offering, there is always a level of risk and never a guarantee. You are as safe as the homework you do. In my office, I have some lenders who just wire the funds to the attorney's office on the day we request it and then check their bank statements on the 5th of the month to see their interest deposits. These lenders are normally people that have done business with us and trust that we are doing what we say we are going to do. I also have lenders who will pull their own comps on the house and perform a background check on the borrowers. Obviously, these are people who want to be more involved with their investments, and some of them lend in their own city without our help, but they also see the value of lending in other areas. You need to check the risk level you are comfortable with. That level will change and grow. You may grow more cautious with lending or more comfortable with lending. The key is to take one step at a time and do your homework.